All right, so let's dive right into this. You sent over this Oregon Natural Desert Association v. Dombeck case. And I got to say, it's fascinating stuff. Seems like you're really wrestling with this whole Clean Water Act thing, and especially how it handles different kinds of pollution. So is this case like the heart of that question for you?
Yeah, totally. I mean, this Oregon Natural Desert Association v. Dombeck case, it's like a masterclass in how the Clean Water Act works, how it actually gets put into practice. And
Sure.
for anyone trying to wrap their head around environmental law, it's a must-read for sure.
Okay, so for our listeners, let's back up just a bit. Set the stage. It's 1993. We're out in Oregon, beautiful Malheur National Forest. And the Forest Service is like, all right, let's open this place up for cattle grazing. Now, we all know what comes with cows. And it ain't rainbows and butterflies, right? I mean, it's waste, lots of it. And naturally, that waste finds its way into the water, specifically a nearby creek and a river. So no surprise, some environmental groups weren't too happy about this. One of them, the Oregon Natural Desert Association, they sued the Forest Service. They argued that the Forest Service jumped the gun. They should have gotten state certification under Section 401 of the Clean Water Act before letting the cows loose. And the district court, they actually sided with ONDA. But here's where things get interesting. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals flips the script, reverses the decision. So what's the legal tug of war going on here? What's at the heart of this disagreement?
It all boils down to this one word: discharge. That and how you interpret it in the Clean Water Act, specifically in Section 401, ONDA, they argued, and the district court initially bought it, that the runoff from the cattle, that was a discharge. And according to the law, that means you need state certification. So they went with a broader meaning of the word. But the Ninth Circuit, they took a different route, a much narrower definition of discharge.
And what was the Ninth Circuit's take on it?
They ultimately decided that, no, the runoff from the grazing, it wasn't a discharge under Section 401. They didn't buy the need for federal permitting or state certification. They hung their hat on a really key distinction in the Clean Water Act: the difference between point source and non-point source pollution.
Okay, now that distinction is important. Can you break that down for us a little more? Like, what did the court define as a point source, and how is that different from non-point source pollution in this whole cow grazing scenario?
So the court stuck with the Clean Water Act's definition: point source. Think of it as anything coming out of a very specific identifiable place: a pipe, a ditch, even a massive animal feeding operation with a designated discharge point. The key is, you know where it's coming from. It's localized. Non-point source pollution, totally different beast. It's more like a blanket of pollution spread out over a wider area. It seeps into waterways through runoff, whether it's from farms, forests, or in this case, grazing. And the court emphasized that the Clean Water Act's big weapon, the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, NPDES permits, those are meant to tackle point sources head-on.
That makes sense. So NPDES permits, they're all about point sources. But how does the Clean Water Act handle the non-point source pollution, like the cow waste runoff in the Dombeck case?
Great question. The Act does address non-point source pollution, but in a less direct way. Section 319, it encourages states to come up with their own plans for managing this kind of pollution. The EPA provides some funding and guidelines, but it's mostly up to the states to identify the issues and figure out solutions. It's interesting, there's no comparable federal permitting system specifically for non-point source pollution.
So the Ninth Circuit, by focusing on discharge, was really sticking to the Clean Water Act's existing framework, right?
Absolutely. The court highlighted how, throughout the Act, the word discharge almost always goes hand in hand with the NPDES system and point source regulation. But when it talks about non-point source pollution, it uses words like runoff. And this close reading of the law, this attention to specific wording, that was central to their argument. They basically said if Congress wanted non-point source runoff to be part of the whole discharge and permitting scheme under Section 401, they would have said so.
But there was another element they considered too, right? Something about citizen suits.
You got it. They looked at Section 505 of the Clean Water Act, the citizen suit provision. This lets people, citizens or environmental groups, sue if the act is violated. But the court pointed out the citizen suit provision only applies to NPDES permits, which we know are for point sources. It doesn't cover non-point source pollution. So that lack of a direct way for citizens to enforce things when it comes to non-point source pollution, that further reinforced the Ninth Circuit's view. Congress intended to deal with these two types of pollution differently, giving states the main authority over non-point sources.
Okay, so the court, they looked at how the act was worded, the whole permitting system, and the limits of citizen suits. And all that pointed them to one conclusion. Discharge in Section 401 doesn't include non-point source pollution like runoff from grazing.
Exactly. It's not that the court thought non-point source pollution wasn't a problem. It's more that the Clean Water Act, as it stands, tackles it differently. Different tools, different division of labor, with states taking the lead. The EPA's role is more about grants and oversight, not direct enforcement like with point sources and NPDES permits. The Dombeck case really hammered home this division of power.
So zooming out a bit, the Ninth Circuit's decision has some pretty big implications, right? Like activities like cattle grazing, which we know can cause a lot of water pollution through runoff. They're generally off the hook when it comes to state certification under Section 401.
Huge point. This is often seen as a victory for agriculture and other industries that use land in ways that can lead to non-point source pollution. It means less red tape, less oversight. But as you said, it also raises questions about how effectively we can deal with this kind of widespread pollution that can really add up and harm water quality if we don't regulate it as strictly as point sources. And the limit on citizen suits. That means environmental groups have fewer options to directly challenge non-point source pollution under the Clean Water Act. And it reflects how the Clean Water Act evolved. Before 1972, it was all about broad water quality standards. The 1972 amendments, that's when we shifted to specific limits on what point sources could discharge, and courts have been hesitant to broadly apply the act to non-point pollution unless Congress spells it out.
So for our listeners, the law students out there, what can they learn from all this? Well, for one, the Oregon Natural Desert Association v. Dombeck case. It's a blueprint for understanding how the Clean Water Act is structured, how it tackles different kinds of pollution. You can see the deliberate choice Congress made. Federal permits for point sources, leaving non-point source pollution mainly to the states. It's also a lesson in statutory interpretation. It shows how courts dissect the exact words of a law to figure out its boundaries, how it applies in real-world situations, and the discussion about citizen suits. That touches on a super practical aspect of environmental law. Who has the power to enforce these rules? So this case leaves us with a really important question. With non-point source pollution being such a big threat to our waters, are the current rules strong enough? And how will this division of authority shape environmental law going forward? It's something to really think about as you navigate this field.
Right on. This Oregon Natural Desert Association v. Dombeck case, it's not just about cows and grazing. It's a window into a major environmental law and the constant struggle to keep our water clean from all sorts of pollution. And the debate on how to best handle non-point source pollution, that's a conversation that's still going strong in the world of environmental law and policy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.